I was born in Diana Street and I was there for 80 odd years. I was at the back of Everton Football Ground, you know. Everton's ground, it was like tin all on the top in Bullens Road. And then they took all Gladys Street down, all the houses in Gladys Street, and made the new stand there. Yeah. I loved the footy, you know. We used to collect the bikes. It was all bikes then that men came down on a Saturday, and you get tuppence a bike and you do the tickets, make the tickets out, put a little ticket on each bike, and your yard would be full of bikes. But we kept them all in order, like, you know, yeah. My husband was in the Royal Navy, and he was a naval reserve, so he was called up before the war started. And I got the telegram. He had to go right away that night. And I never saw him after that for about 12 months. But all the letters, they were all censored that I'd got, and little pieces cut out of it like a puzzle affair, you know. But we had the May Blitz. That would have been in 1941. You were terrified. You'd hear the sirens go, you know, for the raid, and you'd all run down into the cellar. And I had different neighbours came in, you know, and they all came down. Well, you know, sometimes you'd be down there for about 5 hours. But we had our windows blown in. You just sat there and prayed that you'd be all right. You know, we had the windows blown in and all the rest of it. And a few of the bombs fell in Gladys Street School, and one did fall in the back of Everton's there, you know, in Bullens Road. You just hear a sort of a bang, not very much, but the May Blitz was the worst. That was the Saturday night. And then when we went out on the Sunday morning, Arnott Street was all flattened, broken down and everything. And then we walked along County Road, and I always remember this, it must have been the fireman bringing this girl out, like, and all her hair was down at the back. She was dead, like, and the house must have been bombed. But when it was over, you know, the parties in the street and all the likes of that. Yeah, but then they started again then with the football matches and all the rest, because there was nothing like that during the war.